It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, July 12, 2017. Today is thought to be the birthday of American botanist and inventor George Washington Carver, born a slave in Missouri between 1861 and 1864. His reputation is largely based on his promotion of alternative crops to cotton, such as peanuts and sweet potatoes. He wanted poor farmers to grow alternative crops both as a source of their own food and as a source of other products to improve their quality of life. The most popular of his 44 practical bulletins for farmers contained 105 food recipes using peanuts. He spent years developing and promoting numerous products made from peanuts, but none were commercially successful. He was also a leader in promoting environmentalism. He received numerous honors for his work, including the Spingarn Medal from the NAACP. In an era of very high racial polarization, his fame reached beyond the African-American community. He was widely recognized and praised in mainstream America for his many achievements. In 1941, Time magazine called him another Leonardo da Vinci. His owner, Moses Carver, was a German-American immigrant who had purchased his parents from William McGinnis in 1855 for $700. Carver had 10 sisters and a brother, all of whom died prematurely. When he was only a week old, he, his sister, and his mother were kidnapped by night raiders from Arkansas who took them to Kentucky. Moses Carver ultimately tracked down the infant George and negotiated with the raiders to gain the boy's return. He was the only survivor from his family. After slavery was abolished, Moses Carver and his wife Susan raised George and his older brother James as their own children. They encouraged George to continue his intellectual pursuits and taught him the basics of reading and writing. Their early encouragement led to his lifelong quest to know more and more. In time, he was regarded as one of the world's foremost scientists. Carver died January 5, 1943, at the age of 78 of complications from a fall. He was buried next to Booker T. Washington at Tuskegee University. Due to his frugality, his life savings totaled $60,000, all of which he donated in his last years and at his death to the Carver Museum and to the George Washington Carver Foundation. On his gravestone was written, "He could have added fortune to his fame, but caring for neither, he found happiness and honor in being helpful to the world." And these are his words to live by. Be clean both inside and out. Neither look up to the rich nor down to the poor. Lose, if need be, without squealing, and win without bragging. Always be considerate of women, children, and older people. Be too brave to lie and too generous to cheat. Take your share of the world, but let others take theirs. And when you do the common things in life in an uncommon way, then you will command the attention of the world. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for July 12, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.